great. I'm really glad to be here.
Well, thank you. Elizabeth, a little background on yourself. Can you inform us on who you are, where you're from here in Minnesota?
So I am Elizabeth Gollenbecky from Western Minnesota, just north of Chicago. And I farm along with my parents on a 70-cow dairy farm, and then we have row crops as well. And I have a background in 4-H, where I really got a start. And then I was a dairy princess and still am a dairy princess, as well as just recently getting involved with Farm Bureau. And this is my first year being a county board member for Stevens County. So they decided to send me to the LEAP conference in January for the state. And now I'm in Washington, D.C., and got the chance to go with Martha Kale as well. So we're really excited that we got the chance to come out here for the first time.
So I'm guessing you got one or two things to do in your daily schedule, and you add in, you know, being involved with Farm Bureau. What was kind of the decision maker and to get involved and kind of jump in with both feet here?
It was a lot to do with. I knew as I was getting older I wanted to be involved with things and kind of know what's going on. And I originally just got a membership because I did collegiate discussion meet through Farm Bureau. And then I got the information to come to the Stevens County Annual Banquet, came, ended up knowing a lot more people than I thought I would. And then someone gave me a little elbow in the ribs, like, hey, we have some open board positions. Would you be willing to do it? And, you know, it was, I've always learned that when opportunity comes, the worst thing you can say is no, because you never know where it's going to take you. So I jumped in, and here I am in Washington, D.C.
So now this week in D.C., you've been there for a few days. What have you guys been doing? Who have you been talking to? What's some of the discussion like?
So we've had a great time here so far, and we'll be leaving here yet today. But in the time that we've been here, we've been able to meet with Zippy Duval. We've also been able to meet with 9 of our 10 elected officials, Senator Klobuchar, Senator Smith, Congressman Peterson, Congressman Emmert, Congressman Lewis, and Congressman Paulson. And then we got to discuss quite a few things with them, and we're excited to be able to go to Smith's first Minnesota breakfast this morning and then meet with senior staff for the USDA later today before we head home.
Are there certain concerns that you and other members were bringing to Washington this week, or is it more just kind of a meet and greet? What was all involved there?
We definitely got to talk issues with many of them. Some of our top issues were the Farm Bill. We really want to see SNAP with the Farm Bill, and we find crop insurance to be really important as one of our risk management tools. So we emphasized that and showed our support for this. And most of our representatives shared our support, so we're really happy to see that. We also discussed some of the trade issues with NAFTA coming up, along with, in my area, ag labor is a really big thing, and we want to continue with the visa, and we want to be a part of trade. And everyone sees that we can't just sit at the table. We need to, like, really be active in trade, along with Trans-Pacific, so the TPP trade. We really want to be a part of that. We don't want to take a backseat. Our products are no good to us if we can't get them off our farms. We want to make sure that we're getting them where they can be used, as well as health insurance. That one really hit me personally because it gets really expensive when you're a small business or self-employed to have affordable and accessible health insurance. So we reiterated that, and a lot of people, that's something everyone can get behind. So we're really happy with that. Along with, it's Ag Safety Week, so we talked about mental health and the opioid crisis that's affecting the rural areas. And along with that, Farm Bureau is actually hosting a webinar on the opioid crisis tomorrow at noon, and you can find out more about that at the fbmn.org/safety. And again, that'll be tomorrow at noon. That's open to everyone.
Mm-hmm. So no lack of issues and topics in discussion this week. Elizabeth Gollenbecky joining us from the Chicago area with the Minnesota Farm Bureau. Have you had a chance to enjoy anything, do a little sightseeing or anything at all this week?
Oh, for sure. We definitely made sure that we had time to do that. We got to go on a night tour of the Capitol with Congressman Emmert, so that we got to see some things that you don't always see on different tours. So that was a lot of fun. We got on the Senate floor and the House floor, and we got to see all that. So that was exciting, as well as a group of us went on a night trolley tour of the monuments. And one that really hit me home was my dad actually served in Vietnam, so I got to see the Vietnam Wall, and that was really cool.